When you guys are working on an individual thing, you're welcome to move the computers around quickly. Like during the meetings, we have these kind of guides there, so you're not blocking them with the little cameras. Looks good. And if you need that, then you have to use the whiteboard. Okay, well, I'm recording, so you are ready to go.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Abigail Clapham. You can call me Abby. So, PowerPoint. That's not it. So, this is our kickoff meeting. I guess we should all get acquainted.
Hi, I'm Chiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about this?
I think we'll get to that, yeah.
We'll get to answer that later. My name is Chiara and I'm the marketing expert.
I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but you don't know that already.
I'm Stephanie, and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista, and I'm the industrial designer.
So, here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, have a little time, discuss things. So, our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, friendly, and user-friendly. And to do this, we have to, there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design. So, there it is, great. Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So, throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So we're going to try out our whiteboard. We'll draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
I think both.
Okay.
Yeah.
For starts, we have to decide who starts and all of that. No?
Any volunteers? We don't know what they want to draw.
We've got to think about it for a second. Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user friendly? Okay, I'll draw.
A dolphin.
Yes. I guess it has to fit on that too. It's my dolphin.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really, they're smart and they're cute and they like swimming, and that's cool.
They're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so
sleek.
Yeah, they're sleek and they look intelligent, and I don't know. I guess it's the whole like binocular vision thing. Yeah, he doesn't look that smart. He's I don't know. I think it's cool the interaction that or the things that the reasons people seem to like, you know. You know, people are sitting on the beach and they're like, oh, look, there's dolphins. It's kind of like, but they're, you know, they jump around in the water and they're happy and they're mammals, but they swim.
Suppose I can draw an animal. I don't know, they sleep all day. They're easy to draw.
Well, I have the cat as well, but I've got the spare one. So, yeah, it's a spare one. But it's harder to draw.
And the pen setting.
Of course. How the legs go, but anyway, we'll do that. And the main reason is that they're pretty. I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment, and I like the way they run, and I used to do horse riding, and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel sort of under their hand. I think that's pretty much it.
So a video mission designer remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry.
And furry?
Yeah. Well, and cat.
Tactile.
Sorry about that.
Moving on. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. And we hope to sell this internationally.
Sorry, can you just say that, what are our price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro.
Okay.
Profit aim, 50 million euro.
How many should we sell then? a lot.
Anyone mathematician?
2 million. 4 million.
2 million?
4 million. And it's a profit, so the profit for each is 12.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do 4 million. It's a lot.
So that's a few percent. I don't know if he's new because I didn't actually make the slideshow. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide, but we would like to see in a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or the buttons it should have?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking that too. Yeah. I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, you always know where your TV is, so just have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you can push a button on your TV.
It for the portable phone. So
yeah, 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 yeah. So you should have a call button on your television to be able to find your remote control.
And even I think a little light, or even a vibrating thing. I don't know, but because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case you're going to be, but if it has a sort of signal which isn't only sound, I don't know if it's expensive, maybe. Maybe call is enough, but yeah.
But like, like your phone even just has sound,
it
can vibrate, it can light up and make noise, and I don't know.
What if it had something like, just like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, just to have some place to put it besides like a base, you know, like a portable phone has a base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah.
So.
That's why it's always in the couch.
Yeah.
In the couch. I don't know. It seems like though that would be hard because.
Yeah.
You're not going to be lazy anyway.
Maybe we should design couches that have the remote control.
Yeah, so the project is now couches.
Even just the thing to attach it to the, if you had a pretty object to attach to the wall, but that would really make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Thing on the wall, something like that.
And do you think it needs to be bigger to not lose, or is that
bigger?
Well, it needs to be sort of
hand.
Yeah, I don't think you need that.
Not huge, but.
But definitely not. No, I don't know.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't be.
No, really.
Or like a light thing, I don't know.
Like a spaceship.
Yeah. Or make it mobile so it runs around and come find you. Yeah. That would be really. I'm sure we could do that for 25 years.
Okay, so what do we think this remote control should, 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right, that's what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons, because I hate that when
I agree.
Have too many buttons.
And yeah.
I mean, I know it has to have enough functions, but like, just have like 8,000 buttons and you're like, you never use half of them.
It might be a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen? So it has less buttons, but it still has all the functions.
That would be cool.
Like the way a mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like.
So you could if you have, I don't know if you have satellite, if you have 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio, what do you call it?
Select.
You can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So like if you had a.
But would you have the screen on the thing, or would you have it on the time that you're transmitting the screen?
That's something we can decide.
Because I guess they would go together somehow? I don't know.
Because, I don't know if it's going to be expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly's already a screen, then you can have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But, for sure. Something like it's not on the button, but it's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like you see those, people, I'm thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things, when like they have all these things at their house, their entire house is so electronic, and they have like this one master control that and it's like a handheld that turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of a screen. I don't know.
Yeah.
It must be, it would probably, must be too expensive though. To like,
but like mobile phones have screens.
Yeah,
they're cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to remember our budget is $12.50 for to actually make the device.
Mm. Well,
but it's something
to think
about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to see how much that we do.
Well, some we can find out probably on the internet how much it's. Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water. What was the word?
Furry.
Water
resistant.
No, but it's, I thought, spot on. Good feel, tactile,
yeah.
Good tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip on it. Like, so you can clip it to your.
Yeah.
Like, that's another.
Yeah, clip.
I should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. So, yeah. Industrial design? What does that stand for? It's going to be looking more into the working design. So I guess you'd be looking at, that's some of the things we discussed about screen and that's what is the UI?
User?
What does it stand for again?
User interface design.
So it's going to be more technical. I guess. But maybe the working design has also to do with like the physical, like just the way it looks.
The working design is the structure.
Yeah.
What is technical functions exactly? I don't really know what.
I guess you'd have to find out.
It says on that email.
It was in the email. I just don't really.
I wrote down what line
said. It said.
What effect should the thing have? Should it have? Okay. All
right. Yeah, like.
And working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the tummy.
Yeah, yeah.
So. All
right. And how it works. Okay. All right. I'm on the task.
And the ME, what is this?
Marketing.
Marketing.
Oh, it's written there.
So we'll be working on the user requirements. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did.